Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard for years that buying a home is the biggest purchase many of us will ever make, but it's also an investment in your future. So how do you protect that investment? We're continuing to examine home ownership ahead of WHUR's Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show on Saturday. And as always, we're going to make sure that you have information about that coming up. But tonight, my guests are Eric Brown, Director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, and Gregory Bennett, owner of Bennett Realty Solutions. Lines are open. If you have a comment or question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Gents, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let me start with you, Eric. What's the sweet spot for buyers in Prince George's County?
Well, I think the first thing is just people getting that through the door. And that comes with having that first down payment. If you're talking about particular areas of the county, as you know, the county is booming. It's hot now. And there are a number of hot spots that I think several years ago, nobody would have thought about Suitland. But we got some activity going on in Suitland. Suitland is going to start to blossom very soon. New Carrollton is another area. There are areas along the Purple Line that that are prime. College Park is just really, really blowing up. Largo, the new regional medical center is coming there, and that's going to be a real, real hot spot. So people shouldn't sleep on Prince George's County.
Mm-hmm. What defines, from your perspective, these sweet spots, the Suitlands, the New Carrolltons, College Park, and on and on?
I think it varies. A lot of it depends on the area. Like if you take College Park is booming because the university is there. There are a number of other things going on in College Park. College Park is just blossomed. The hotel that was built there, catering to a lot of young urban kind of people. You have Hyattsville that had been blossoming for a long period of time. And then you begin to see areas like New Carrollton that's going to blossom in its own. When the regional medical center come, then you're going to begin to see that blossom. So those are the areas. The common thing, I think, there is economic activity and a focus by the county on those specific areas being strategically targeted for investment and making sure that people know that there's a seriousness about those areas being developed.
Greg, you really focus on home ownership, not just as a roof over the head, but as an investment. What does that mean?
Building wealth is the key to our success, and there's a lack of financial literacy in our community. Some of the things that I'll talk about on Saturday is how or why home ownership is the key to our success, and it starts the wealth building process. I'll talk about how to build equity in the property, why some houses appreciate faster than others, how to find your first investment property, let's see, how to generate positive cash flow. I'll talk about wholesaling and how to flip properties.
Okay, but talk to me about what you do. You know, when you got started, when you decided that home ownership was not just a place to live, but as an investment, what was the thought process behind it?
You know, I read in an encyclopedia when I was 17 years old that the richest people in the world, the majority of them gain their wealth through real estate investing. So I said to myself, one day I'm going to start investing in real estate. So once I graduated from college, a year out of college, I bought my first property, and I've been buying properties ever since. Real estate investing gets you out of the rat race. It allows you to become your own boss. And if you're fortunate enough, you can become wealthy.
But why is, and you're doing a lot of this in Prince George's County, correct?
Correct.
Why is Prince George's County the place to do that kind of thing in your mind, perhaps, as opposed to other parts of the D.C. metro?
Well, Prince George's County and D.C. are great. Unfortunately, in Prince George's County, there's foreclosures, there's short sales. There's a number of probated homes there that can be purchased by, with investors. There's people coming to Prince George's County. They're coming there because of the shops, the restaurants, transportation, things like that.
And to that point, Eric, he was, you know, talking about some of the foreclosures and the like, because we've seen what has happened to the county because of the foreclosure crisis. Is the county now ripe for home ownership in the wake of that, or how do you look at that?
Yes, there have been changes, and I think if you look back at the period in which the housing crisis first came about, the median value of a house in Prince George's County was about like $150,000. Last month, the median value of a house in Prince George's County is up to about $285,000. So you can see an appreciation. Now, it's taken Prince George's County a little bit longer to come out of the foreclosure crisis because it was hit worse than any other county in the state. So there's been continuous progress, you know, in terms of moving forward, but we can see a real appreciation of home values in Prince George's County, at least I know in the last 7-8 years.
And to add to that, a lot of homeowners are getting priced out of D.C., so they're coming to Prince George's County.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because we were talking about purchasing homes in D.C. yesterday, and we did have a caller who was lamenting the fact that buying in D.C. is certainly difficult. And while there were some options for help there, that was a concern. And so now with Prince George's County, as you're suggesting, Eric, being ripe for moving in, we want to talk a little bit more about that, particularly ahead of the Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo. It's coming up on Saturday. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center from 10 to 3 and at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex from 9 to 3. I've been saying all week, you need to get there early. It's going to be a really, really big deal. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. We'll be back in just a moment. Also, we're going to talk to Pam on the phone. Pam calling from Silver Spring, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about achieving and protecting your dream of home ownership. We're discussing home buying options in Prince George's County, as well as protecting your home as an investment. My guests are Eric Brown, Director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, and Gregory Bennett, owner of Bennett Realty Solutions. Lines are open if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Pam calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Pam. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just have one question, and
sure.
That is, I bought my condo in Silver Spring right before the crash, I guess you call it, and now I'm upside down. I owe more than what my place is worth. Do you have any suggestions?
What I would suggest is either staying there. Properties, as we just mentioned, are appreciating. It depends on what your mortgage balance is and how far behind you are. If you were to sell now, you would unfortunately have to sell your property as a short sale. So
yeah.
It would just depend on how far behind you are in your mortgage. But, you know, we can talk offline about that.
And certainly, Pam, I would recommend, if you have an opportunity, to attend the Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show on Saturday, whether you attend at the Washington Convention Center or Prince George's at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover, because there will be experts that can give you detailed information and assistance as you try to address your problem. If we can ask, how much did you pay for the place?
I paid $180.
Okay, and you're underwater now?
Yes.
By how much?
Probably around 80.
Around 80. But, and you would probably know this better than I, Gregory, but she's in Silver Spring. And just like other parts of Prince George's, Silver Spring near D.C., I would imagine it would appreciate and continue.
Yes, there's a lot of growth in Silver Spring. You've got great transportation there. There's new restaurants and shopping there. So there's the Silver Spring is appreciating. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on how long you want to wait it out.
Yeah. Pam, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to ask you, Eric, about the pathways to purchasing in Prince George's. What is that program?
The pathway to purchase is a down payment assistance and closing cost program. It helps first-time home buyers get into a home. So if a person hasn't owned a home in the past 3 years, they meet a certain income requirement, then we'll provide them with up to $10,000. And as probably Gregory knows, that one of the biggest obstacles for people owning a home and starting on this journey of building wealth is that down payment. And so this pathway to purchase program can assist with that, getting in your home the very first time. If you stay in the home for a period of time, that it, for us, it's up to 10 years. And at the end of that 10-year period, if that's still your primary residence and you don't refinance or sell the home, then that $10,000 is forgiven.
Ah, so you don't have to pay it back.
You don't have to pay it back.
Yeah, a lot of programs like that. But what are the income requirements for that?
Well, the income requirements depend on your house, the size of your home, of your household. If you're a single person, it's about $61,150. And if it's two people in the household, it could be $69,900. And if it's a family of four, it could be about $87,000. So it's a pretty good range. We usually go up to about 80% of the area median income. For the Washington metropolitan area, that's hovering around about $109,000-$110,000.
And it's not like they hand you a check. You don't really ever see the money. It's on paper.
You don't see the money. You don't give you a $10,000 check. But working with the lenders that we have, this sort of helps you, the buyer. Basically having to come up with a little less money and trying to come up with 20% of what some people will tell you you need to make in terms of a down payment. So we work with a cadre of lenders to make this program work to get people in their homes.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about home ownership, options to buy in Prince George's County, and also protecting your dream of home ownership as an investment. Let me go back to the phone lines. Rowena calling from Capitol Heights. Rowena, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out how do you deal with purchasing a home when you're dealing with identity theft and they are still holding you reliable for it, and then they still saying that you can't get a home. So how can you deal with that type of situation?
Unfortunately, you've got to qualify for a loan. So you have to seek help for that. A lender is not going to lend to you unless, you know, you've got a certain credit score. So unfortunately, you've got to get help for that.
And I would imagine we've on this very program, Rowena, we have had occasion to discuss identity theft and reclaiming your financial identity. And as I mentioned to our last caller, I would recommend that you attend the Housing Expo or Home Show on Saturday, because there are going to be people there who deal directly with that kind of situation that may be able to provide you with detailed information to move through this difficult time. And so I really, really suggest that you and so many other people that are also dealing, you know, with some problems, big or small, in reference to housing, am I ready to buy, financing, where to buy, how to find a house, as well as some of the financial issues that come with it. So I definitely recommend that you do that, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Frida, calling from Landover. Thanks for calling, Frida. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm calling. I live in the Kitland area of Landover, and it's a very, very convenient property. It's close to the district line. There's all kind of metro access around it within walking distance, but it seems like the property values are being suppressed in this particular area. But, you know, it's not far from FedEx Field. You know, everything is being built around it. So is there any way we can find out what's in the future of this area?
Hold it, Frida. That's an excellent question. And I want you to hold on so that I could have a Mr. Brown try to address that on the other side of this break. So please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the answer to your question. Also, Mary calling from Laurel, stay on the line. Emily calling from Maryland, stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about achieving and protecting your dream of home ownership. More of your questions and comments on the other side of this break. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, Student Run C, HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU, and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're continuing our conversation about achieving and protecting your dream of home ownership. We're discussing home buying options in Prince George's County and protecting your home investment. All of this just ahead of the Achieve and Protect Your Dream of Home Ownership Home Expo coming up on Saturday at the Washington Convention Center from 10 to 3, also at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex from 9 to 3. It's going to be a really big deal in both venues. We really recommend that you attend, but please come early. Going to be a lot of people there looking for housing information. My guests tonight are Eric Brown, director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, and Gregory Bennett, owner of Bennett Realty Solutions. He is into real estate investing. Before the break, Frida was asking about property values in the Kentland area. Mr. Brown, can you address her question?
Sure. There's been a concerted effort on the county's part for several years to stabilize the Kentland-Parma Park area. One of the things that we have done of late is working with nonprofit groups. We did a facade improvements in a four-block area, making improvements there. We also have a rehabilitation program where people can apply, get up to $60,000 to make improvements to their home, all with the express purpose of trying to improve and stabilize the value of properties in that area. So that's just one of the target areas, but we've been working in that area for a couple of years.
Okay. Frida, thank you so much for your question. Let's talk to Emily. Emily calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Emily. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks. I was calling to ask Mr. Bentley, do we have any kind of mentor, not scholarship, but mentor classes or something that he can help? Because if he do investing, I want to do that as well, but I need a mentor to help me. Also, if I'm living in a house already and I want to buy it, I don't know if I should go ahead and buy that or wait and use the money to do the investing.
I'm not sure. If you're living in a house already, are you renting?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Do you understand yes. what you go? Please go right ahead, Mr. Bennett.
Hi, Emily. So you're renting the house that you live in now, and you're thinking about buying that house. Is that correct?
Yes. If she would sell it, yes, I would have the first priority to buy.
Okay. So I would highly advise you to get qualified to buy that house or to buy a house. Home ownership starts the process of building wealth. And then once you purchase that property, purchase your first property, you want to focus on gaining equity in that property. And then with the equity, you can use the equity to buy your first investment property. I do have a mentorship program where I coach investors on how to invest and how to build build wealth. You can go to my website at BennettBootCamps.com. That's BennettBootCamps.com for all the information on coaching.
Okay.
Well, Emily, thank you.
Bennett is B-E-N-T-L?
No, it's B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Bennett Bootcamps.
Okay.
Bennett.
All right. And, of course, Emily, if you attend the the program that we have on Saturday, whether you go to Prince George's County or whether or not you go to Washington, D.C., you'll have an opportunity to meet Mr. Bennett. And you'll be in Prince George's, correct?
Yes, and I'll be talking about what I building wealth through home ownership.
Okay, that's right. So he'll be at the Prince George's location, which will be at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex. That's 9 to 3 on Saturday. So, you know, make sure that you have an opportunity to attend the Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show. You don't want to miss out on that. So, Emily, again, thank you so much. Let's go to Mary. Mary calling from Laurel.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I most certainly can. Go ahead.
Great. I'm at a crossroads with my house because I live in an area where I have a high water water table, and it's actually causing a foundation issue. And in addition to that, of course, my home is undervalued because of the property values changing in the area where I live. And I'm just trying to figure out if that's actually an investment based on all the issues that I have, or if I should just kind of move forward with the next opportunity.
Well, I can't advise you just to move forward. You do have a major issue there. The property is probably undervalued. It's probably not worth what you owe on the property. I would seek some professional help at the expo on Saturday to try to help you out of that situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to piggyback on that previous caller, Mr. Bennett. How do you know when you are ready to consider real estate as an investment beyond just a place to live? I mean, what kind of things do you need to consider?
I think the first thing that you need to consider is equity. I recommend, so when you're making your mortgage payment, you have the principal payment and the interest payment. You want to pay extra towards the principal to gain equity in the property. And you also want to be live in a area where the property values are appreciating. Once you have adequate equity in the property, now you can pull some of that equity out of the property to start investing.
Mm-hmm. And what does that investment look like? I mean, what do you do with the money that you pull out?
The money that you pull out, you use that as a down payment on your investment property. Nowadays, the down payment is around 20% of the sales price. So you use that equity as your down payment on your investment property. If you buy that property right, you can then rent the property out and have a positive cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting comment. You said if you buy it right, what does that mean?
That means we advise to try to buy the property at around 20% having 20% equity in the property. So if you buy the property with 20% equity in the property, and if you put 20% down on day one, you're moving in, you know, with 40% equity in the property.
One of the things that I wanted to also talk to you, Mr. Brown, about is, as we know that, you know, Prince George's County is a place that is in transition, not only politically, but economically and the like. One of the difficult things for people to deal with is the property tax issue. Prince George's County is expensive. Property taxes are very high there. And so how do you sell someone who is thinking about Prince George's County, whether they're coming from out of state, way out of state, or in the region, and they have to deal with property taxes and the rising prices of homes there?
I'm not an expert on property taxes, but I can tell you this, is that, you know, there's great value in Prince George's County. And if you want to do a comparison between the value of a home in Prince George's County and the value of a home in D.C., you're going to spend way more in D.C. than you are in Prince George's County. And you're going to get more, not only in terms of the house itself, but in terms of the land around it. So you have to kind of do that kind of balancing. That becomes an individual decision that an individual makes. And, you know, taxes are with us. Everybody pays taxes. Nobody likes to pay taxes. But when you consider what you end up getting and the services that you want, and if you want good services, then you have to pay for it.
And also, we talked about the mortgage crisis. There are still foreclosure homes in Prince George's County, and the county has struggled with that for quite some time. Are they easier to buy now, or are the issues related to purchasing foreclosure homes, are they remaining the same? Because even if somebody is ready to go, great credit, down payment, and they're looking for a bargain, do they still have that fight with the banks and other kinds of issues?
Well, I think that's, you know, I mean, Greg can answer it from his perspective, but from my perspective, one of the things is that, you know, with our down payment assistance and closing costs program, we're finding that people are being able to buy, they're buying some of these homes, and that helps them. We find people, they're buying homes everywhere from Laurel, Capitol Heights, all the way down to Temple Hills. So they're finding a good value. We have a good group of realtors and lenders that we work with. So even though you may have the crisis that we still struggle with, although the struggle is not as mighty as it was initially, but, you know, we find that, you know, there are opportunity in those things, and the realtors and the lenders that we work with have been really good in terms of, you know, helping people find good value.
Talk to me about those opportunities, and specifically to the point that I was making about dealing with some of the red tape of foreclosure homes.
There's really not a lot of red tape. Unfortunately, someone loses their home, and we don't like to see that, but it's fortunate that another home buyer can buy the property and buy it well below market. There's programs out here like a 203K loan that they can fix the house up. So, there's not a lot of red tape when buying short sales and foreclosures. Short sales, sometimes it might take 4 or 5, sometimes 6 months to actually purchase the property.
Why is that?
It's just like you said, a lot of red tape. Just banks are inundated with a lot of short sales all over the country, not just in Maryland, all over the country. So it just takes a lot longer, and the process takes longer. But if the home buyer, if they can be patient, they can buy a property sometimes, 20-30% below market.
Because I would think that, and I've always heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, banks are not in the business of wanting to be homeowners.
Correct.
They want to get rid of property. And if, as I just suggested to Mr. Brown, if I've got good credit, if I've got my 20% down or I've got a chunk of cash and I want to buy it, if I'm buying from Mr. Brown and he's ready to sell, and all is good, and you accept my price, I could be standing in your kitchen as my kitchen in 30 to 45 days, right? Mm-hmm. So why do you suppose that if you have these foreclosed properties or bank owned properties or short sales, why can't it be? I mean, what's your experience in trying to do that kind of thing? It would take so long.
Well, just like I just mentioned, mm-hmm. Patience will give you or grant you more equity mm-hmm. and more wealth because you're able to buy the property well below market and you can move in with a certain amount of equity into the property.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit more about some of the housing strategies, Mr. Brown, as it relates to what's happening in Prince George's County. I believe it's a comprehensive housing strategy.
Sure. The county embarked upon a comprehensive housing strategy, and the purpose of that was to look at the housing needs for Prince George's County currently and for the next 20 years. And then what programs do we have that could meet those needs? How is the demographics changing now, you know, in the past as well as moving forward? So this process has been a collaborative process where we've worked with a group, which we called an advisory group, which is a representation of everybody from developers to realtors to lenders to everyday people. And we've had a number of hearings so that the is to establish a blueprint for housing and development and strategically developing housing in Prince George's County. And what kind of policies do we need to have in place and what kind of financing mechanisms do we have in place and need to have in place to meet the need of everybody from the homeless to a person who might be living in a Mac mansion?
I want to talk a little bit more about that as well as your plans and Mr. Bennett's plans for the Housing Expo at Home Show coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are messages from the CDC.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about achieving and protecting your dream of home ownership. We are discussing home buying options in Prince George's County and protecting your home as an investment. Again, my guests are Eric Brown, Director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, and Gregory Bennett, owner of Bennett Realty Solutions. So with the Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show coming up this weekend. Mr. Brown, what do you want people to get out of it? If you could kind of list some of the things that your department is going to be participating in.
Sure. Thank you. What the one thing we want people to be able to get out of this is knowledge about the opportunity to build wealth. We're going to have amazing presenters, like Mr. Bennett. We'll have a number of other, people there, who I think we're expecting about 60 vendors, and it's going to be packed with information. There will be banks there, you had a number of your callers who talked about some of the issues and challenges they have. There will be specific banks there that they can talk to, and one of them may be their bank. But then we're going to have some exciting things like a living room makeover. Lily's Furniture is going to donate a living room, and somebody's going to get that. But in addition to the furniture, they're going to get their entire living room professionally painted along to go along with that new furniture. We'll have will have an opportunity to have their rent paid up to $2,000. We'll get about four families would have an opportunity to qualify for $10,000 in down payment of closing and cost and assistance. So it's going to be a lot of excitement, information, useful information about building your wealth and holding on to that.
Mm-hmm. And same question for you, Mr. Bennett. What is it that you're going to bring to that table during the discussion on Saturday? Because investing, lucrative, but it can be complex.
It can be. My passion is to help people, especially people of color, build wealth and to educate them on how to build wealth, specifically through real estate investing. So I'll be talking about cash flow and then the different types of strategies for investing, like the buy and hold strategy, fix and flipping properties, wholesaling properties, things like that. So that's what I'll bring to the table, and that's what I'll talk about.
Wholesaling properties, I've never heard of that. What is that?
Wholesaling is the art of finding an investment property and putting it under contract and then actually selling that contract to a cash buyer.
Wow.
For a fee. Okay. So you're going to find a property. You're not actually going to close on that property. You're going to sell that contract to another investor, and they're going to pay you a fee for the opportunity.
Of all of the techniques that you use for real estate investing, which is the one that you need the most patience with? Which one is the most challenging? Is it the wholesaling? Is it the flipping? Is it the buy and hold, and why?
Flipping is the most challenging. There's just a lot of moving parts. Buying a property right, dealing with contractors, cost overruns, change orders, things like that. The most important strategy for investing in real estate is buy and hold. For some, it's being a landlord. That's going to give you generational wealth. That's going to help you retire early. The buy and hold strategy is the best. We promote fix and flip and wholesaling as a way to get cash fast. But ultimately, you want to buy and hold properties, be it residential properties, be it multifamily properties, be it commercial properties. That's how you build wealth in this world.
When you first started, and you've been doing this for so many years, you've been doing this. Are we, in your opinion, as we've moved out of the mortgage crisis, the financial crisis, are things easier for you now, or does it really matter when you look back over the past 10 years?
Good question. It doesn't really matter. As a real estate investor, we're looking for motivated sellers. So some of the motivated sellers we're looking for are absentee owners or landlords, homeowners that abandon their properties. There's always that. We're looking for foreclosed properties or pre-foreclosures. Unfortunately, there's always that. And then we're looking for probated homes.
What does that mean?
When a person passes away, they've got to open up an estate. 80% of the time when one passes away, there's a home in that estate, and 70% of the time the home is free and clear of a mortgage. So there's a ton of equity in those properties. Unfortunately, people are passing away every day. Estates are being opened up every day, and investors like myself are contacting the personal representatives of the estates to see if they're, you know, if they want to sell their property to us. Mm-hmm. So whether, I started investing in the 80s, 90s, there's always those types of motivated sellers.
That's got to be hard. If you know that there's been a death in a family, for example, how do you know when you should or should not contact someone? I mean, I'm sure it's easier if there is, an attorney that you can deal with, but have you ever had a time when you may have needed to contact a family member, and how do you do that?
Well, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. Because the family members are grieving.
Right. Yeah.
We do send our condolences. A lot of them want to sell right away. Some of them want to wait and get over the grieving process. So you just really don't know. There's lots of investors wanting to purchase these properties. So we try to gently contact them right away. And in most cases, they do want to sell. And unfortunately, the baby boomer generation are the ones that are passing away. They own 75% of all the wealth in the U.S. And the Generation Xers, who are the poorest generation, are inheriting those properties and they need to sell because they need cash and they want cash. They've got student loans, things like that. So in most cases, they do want to sell right away. And in a lot of cases, the houses are deteriorating, especially in D.C. When we buy these properties, we totally gut them out and then rebuild the properties all over again.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it does require a bit of finesse. And I think to that point on the comprehensive housing strategy that Mr. Brown was just talking about, this is a long-term thing. It almost sounds like a housing master plan.
It is. This is a long-term plan and strategy. And the idea is to be very deliberate and strategic about how Prince George's County housing development moves forward and to be strategic about that. And the process, that we've been very deliberate in the process. We have had public hearings throughout the county. We've had four. We've had the mall. And if people, you know, still want to make comment and add, you know, their comments about it, they could go to the web. They could do an email at chs@co.pg.
One more time, because okay. I want to make sure that, because
sure.
I want to post that information.
Sure.
So you said
CHS, like Comprehensive Housing Strategy.
Ah, CHS.
Mm-hmm. At CO. Mm-hmm. Dot PG. Mm-hmm. Dot MD. Dot US.
And what will they find? And what would you ask of them?
I would ask that, you know, that if they have comments or thoughts about what they think the county housing should look like and what their housing needs are moving forward, let us know. We'd be glad to hear from them. We're in the process of trying to compile all of this information. We've looked at everything from where people come from, who owns a home, how the demographics has changed, what kind of policies we have, what kind of financial tools do we have and to help people, who needs a one bedroom, what are the demographics in the suburbs or in what some people call the rural tier of the county, as well as the inner beltway. And each section of the county has different housing needs. And as the county moves forward, the policymakers are going to have to make very deliberate and strategic decisions about how this county moves forward and what kind of tools they're going to be able to move that county forward.
And you just said something really interesting when you talk about the county leadership making strategic decisions. As a homeowner or as a potential homeowner looking at Prince George's County, what piece of advice would you give to someone who is trying to make their own strategic decisions?
I would say look for a bargain in Prince George's County. And there are a lot of opportunities in Prince George's County, whether you're looking for something that's emerging, like College Park, like Suitland, like Largo, or in something in more stable neighborhoods. But there are always some opportunities there. Look for an opportunity that fits your particular family needs. And Prince George's County is a large county.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you'll find something that meet at your specific housing need.
Well, I think that's a good place to end this conversation. But we want to remind our listeners that it's going to be busy on Saturday as it relates to you taking a look at your housing options and all of the things related to achieving your dream. And so we want to remind you that the WHUR Achieve and Protect Your Dream Housing Expo and Home Show will be at the Washington Convention Center from 10 to 3 and at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex from 9 to 3. And it's going to be a really big deal. Get there early and Maybe you need to make a list of what you want to know, because there's going to be a lot of stuff for the region, for people who are first-time home buyers or those who are veterans and even those who are interested in investing. So something for everyone. But I want to thank both Eric Brown, director of the Prince George's County Department of Housing and Community Development, and Gregory Bennett, owner of Bennett Realty Solutions. Thank you both for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, for this Wednesday, June 6th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.